Well, every week we always get someone on from the official opposition to the NDP to join us here in the Trending 55 hot seat. Our guest joining us on the line right now is the NDP's health critic and the MLA for Edmonton City Centre, David Shepherd, joins us right now. I guess, first of all, David, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, the main thing we wanted to discuss today is rural health care and specifically hospitals. In fact, just in our region, I think it was, I want to say around Wednesday or Thursday last week, the hospital in Fairview, which is only about an hour or so down the road from us here in Peace River, they had to go basically a whole day without having any doctors there in the emergency department. And so that's not the first time that has happened recently, and that is also something we've seen in many other rural communities around the province. I guess, first of all, if you're here, David, what do you think is sort of the main problem that's leading to a lot of these kind of small-town hospitals having these issues?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been concerning to see. This started in early May with Fairview, where you had a closure of your emergency department for about 12 hours on May 11th. And it sparked and kind of gone through at least 8 different communities across the province so far in rural areas. I think there's a couple things that are behind this. In one case, you have a shortage of doctors. And, of course, that comes from we are coming out of a global pandemic. And, of course, due to the decisions of the government, how late they chose to act and how long they waited to do that, led to us having a pretty bad third wave, you know, worst caseload in North America for a period there. And that meant that doctors were pulled into other areas. They were, frankly, exhausted. Many of them had to isolate, and I think has led to being a shortage there. Secondly, we had, in the midst of this pandemic, of course, the UCP government, Minister Tyler Shandro, who have had their war on physicians. So they have actively been driving doctors out of the province. They've been leaving to work in other jurisdictions where they feel they can get a fairer contract in a more stable government. And unfortunately, that has left gaps in our system. And we had other doctors who said they would stay until the end of the COVID-19 pandemic, see their communities through, and then they would be looking at leaving Alberta. So I think those are coming together and leading to these situations in the emergency departments where we don't have enough doctors to maintain coverage. And indeed, in some other communities, then losing surgeries. So things like C-sections or other things where they need anesthetists and other doctors that are not available. All of a sudden, folks are having to drive clear over to other communities to get the care they need.
And, of course, you mentioned about the lack of doctors in some of these rural communities, and this has kind of been sort of a long issue with some communities. You know, something, you know, again, it's not just with we've seen the emergency departments recently, but even sometimes just getting a family doctor up in some of these rural areas is kind of tricky to go through. I know in my personal experience, I've had some troubles finding family doctors up here. So this is kind of a lot of these issues have been sort of a long-standing thing up here in the rural areas of the province. So what do you think should be done to kind of address some of those?
Well, certainly, you know, what we need to see, I think, from this government is they have a lot of trust to rebuild with doctors in the province. We saw back in March when they finally got an offer on the table that was supported by the leadership of the Alberta Medical Association, doctors overwhelmingly rejected that deal. They were not willing to take it because they do not trust this minister and this government. So we really need to see a concerted effort, I think, from Jason Kenney and UCP Minister Shandro to show that they are willing to climb down from their attacks on physicians, to show respect and negotiate a fair and balanced deal. And that's what it's going to take. So unfortunately, you're right, these issues have been ongoing for some time, but the incredible antagonism that this government showed towards doctors, attacking them in the legislature on social media and frankly, from some of their personal driveways. We saw them create an atmosphere which I think has just been utterly toxic. So that's one of the most important things. Secondly, I will give the government credit on one thing. You know, they're investing in a partnership with Fort McMurray to create space for doctors to go up and do residency in a more rural area. And that is a successful program. We have seen that done out of the University of Alberta. We have many clinics across Alberta that have been incredibly respected for their ability to train doctors in rural areas. Thinking of areas like Pincher Creek, folks out in Sundry, the Moose and School Clinic there. But unfortunately, those were also clinics where we saw doctors having to withdraw services and having to make major changes because of the ideological cuts that this government brought in. So they're taking one step forward after having taken about a dozen back. And it's really about time that they sat down and actually worked collaboratively with doctors in the kinds of programs that we know are more successful in recruiting rural physicians.
And you mentioned head there on how there have been some steps that have been taken when it comes to sort of recruiting and retaining doctors in rural communities. Like, I've always been of the belief that, okay, if you can get a doctor up here in a rural community, like, Peace River or stuff, you sell them on the sort of the experience here, they'll probably stick around for a while. So as you mentioned there, there's a, that stuff has worked before, but there's a lot of kind of damage control the province has right now when it comes to some of the other things going on with doctors out there.
Absolutely. And, I've had a chance to talk with rural leaders in many communities. And, let me just say, them and volunteers in their communities have for over a decade been doing incredible work to reach out and recruit doctors for their communities. They've worked incredibly hard. And it's unfortunate, as you say, that this government has made their work so much more difficult. And we heard a number of them speak up very clearly last year when this was all beginning and sort of saying precisely that. But unfortunately, the minister and even the local UCP MLAs were not really listening. So, as you say, there's a lot of work this government needs to do to rebuild that trust, that relationship, and support rural communities in attracting healthcare professionals.
Of course, we touched on a little bit earlier about the how the pandemic has sort of had an effect on a lot of the rural health issues, and it's kind of interesting, as the province with the vaccination rates, as they try to inch their way closer to that, the magic number of 70% for the reopening. One thing that does stick out to me when you look through that little map on the province's website is that, a lot of the rural areas are a little lower on some of the vaccination rates. In fact, if you go just a few hours north of here around the McKenzie region at high level, you'll find that that area has the lowest vaccination rate. I think it's only like 13% of the eligible population that have gotten at least that first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. So what do you think is sort of an issue here when it comes to getting a lot of these rural areas up to speed on the vaccinations here?
Well, I think part of the challenge has been, unfortunately, the lack of leadership from this government. Throughout the pandemic, we saw Jason Kenney himself, the Premier of Alberta, constantly downplaying how serious the coronavirus was and COVID-19, saying it's just a flu. It only is going to hurt people that are older, kids actually don't carry it. Maybe homeless people are immune. And a lot of just really problematic musing towards folks that were more skeptical about it and sort of more resistant to public health restrictions and other steps. And I think that only reinforces then folks who are also skeptical then about vaccines. And we have seen that, unfortunately, with some of the UCP MLAs, MLA Angela Pitt from Airdrie, who had made a social media post saying, well, folks should do their own research and make their own decision. A number of the UCP MLAs that were not even willing to say whether or not they were going to get vaccinated. I think as political leaders, we have the opportunity to show real leadership in our communities and be able to help folks in sort of seeing how effective and safe the vaccines are and how they can move us forward in terms of being able to get things back to normal. So we're seeing some progress on that front, certainly in a number of parts of the province, but the damage has been done in some respects by the Premier and his MLAs, but it's certainly my hope that now with things like the vaccine lottery and other steps that are being taken, we can bring more people on side so we can get back to that safe reopening for the province.
I myself have already jumped in, but the vaccine lottery, along with many other people. Now, of course, every time we have a guest here on the hot seat, we always like to go into a little bit of the personal side. And we know you're a big sort of bike, like to go on the bike. Forecast up here is supposed to call up with a bunch of rain up here for the next couple of days, so I don't think too many people are going to be hitting up the bikes out there. But when it comes to you, when you go out and about, is there like a sort of preferred, setting you like to go through on your bike? Maybe just around your community, and maybe in a park area. What do you kind of usually go for?
So I do a lot of biking here in the River Valley in Edmonton. It's got a great mix of a lot of different kinds of trails. I've got my cyclocross bike, so I take that out on some of the paved and gravel trails and get out and explore up and down the River Valley. But we've also got a lot of fantastic single track. We've got a lot of mountain biking enthusiasts here in the city of Edmonton, and they do a great job of creating and maintaining some beautiful single track trails through the River Valley system as well. And so I haven't been out on that as much in the last couple of years, but got my mountain bike out, just got to change up the chain here, get it tuned, and I'm hoping to get out and hit some single track this summer too.
Sounds like you got a lot of plans for this summer, so we'll get you back to it there. NDP Health Critic David Shepherd, thanks for joining us in the hot seat today.
Thanks for having me.